Dreamscape presents The Body in the Piazza by Catherine Hall Page. Narrated by Tanya Eby. Chapter 1. Faith Fairchild was drunk. Soused, sloshed, schnockered, pickled, potted, and looped. Without a single sip of alcohol having crossed her lips, she was drunk on Rome. Intoxicating, inebriating Rome. It had started before the plane had touched down when she glimpsed the sea. Mare Nostrum, our sea, the Romans had called it. Soon the coast gave way to towns, fields, and the green serpent that was the Tiber. On the bus from Fiumicino into the city, the views were not as spectacular, but there were occasional patches of brilliant roadside wildflowers and long rows of twisted pines. Respighi's Pines of Rome flashed by. Leaving the highway at the city limits, the streets narrowed abruptly. The flowers were in planters now outside stucco sheathed apartments and shops painted just as she had imagined them. Yellow ochre, burnt sienna, raw umber, deep rose, Italian crayolas. Dense traffic had caused the bus to slow to a crawl, an imposing vessel upon a mighty ocean of motor scooters and tiny cars, darting perilously like schools of minnows into the oncoming traffic lane, honking as if the road had been usurped, rather than the other way around. She'd laughed to herself at the host of metaphors Rome was already inspiring. When the bus left the airport, it had been filled with the excited clamor of arrivals speaking so many different languages, it was impossible to distinguish one from the next. As riders got off and others took their places, Italian dominated. They were probably talking about the weather or mundane problems at work or home, but their gestures, faces, and the musical quality of their voices suggested that